Let's continue. Number 5. The 5th demand for a glorious destiny for everyone in Christ who intends to live a meaningful life. The 5th demand is the power of relationships. My goodness. The power of relationships. Matthew 4 from verse 18. Matthew 4. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee. The Bible says he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. 19. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you. This is the power of relationships. You are made by who you follow. Follow me, and I will make you. You follow a foolish company and you will be made to become like one of them. You follow a wise company and you will be made to become like one of them. Saul came into the company wearing the garrison of the Philistines, a company of prophets. And that spirit of the prophetic fell upon him and he began to prophesy. And they said, is Saul also one of them? He said, follow me and I will make you. Who you follow determines how far you are made. This is true. He that walks with the wise, the Bible says, will be wise himself. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. This is very powerful. In Acts chapter 4 from verse 12 and 13. Acts chapter 4 from verse 12 and 13. This was when Peter healed the man at Gate Beautiful. And the council summoned them to defend and to verify what they had done. So Peter is giving his defense as to the miracle that had happened to the man who was crippled at the gate. And he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Verse 13. They said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That was the secret. They had followed a man who was God incarnate, and he transformed weak fishermen into fishers of destinies, miracle workers, sign producers. Let me tell you this. I wrote something down here and I want you to listen. Everything in life advances and multiplies through relationships. You may want to write that down. Everything in life advances and multiplies through relationships. Everything. It takes a relationship between a husband and his wife to be fruitful. When God says be fruitful, it then means he's saying be relational. Be fruitful means be relational. I have enjoyed the power of relationships, and I've experienced increases of all sorts in my life, and God has helped me to advance today because of relationship. God has helped me to actualize a measure of destiny because of relationships. Can I tell you this? You need to understand that relationships are powerful. You need God, but you need men. It is always the formula is that all things come from God through men to men. I'll say it two more times so that you burn it in your heart. All blessings, all liftings, all anointings and impartations, they come from God through men to men. Every trouble in your life comes from Satan through men to men. Every lifting in your life will come from God through men to men. Men will always midwife your blessings. And if you do not know how to work with men, you will lose so many precious things that have been released from heaven, and it may never be captured in your destiny. What does it take to maximize relationships? There are many keys, but I'll give you one. The greatest key that I have learned to be able to maximize relationships is called honor. Honor. What is honor? Honor is the discerning. Honor is the celebrating. And honor is the rewarding of men for their distinctive difference, for their uniqueness, for their value. Honor is the discerning. Honor is the celebrating. Honor is the rewarding of men for their distinctive difference. Can I tell you, dishonor will close any door in your life. For some of you here, there are doors that once opened in your life. Doors of finances, doors of business, doors of ministry. And those doors just shut. I can tell you what shut the doors. It's not just demons. It is dishonor. Honor is the key to access. Every time you communicate honor, the bowels of graciousness and mercy is open towards you. Many people today have had their lives and destinies pegged at a level because they stopped or have refused to practice honor. Honor is powerful. There is no door honor cannot open. Believe me. All problems in life can be traced to dishonor. All, without exception. All problems in life can be traced to dishonor. Dishonor to God, dishonor to men, dishonor to principles. One more time. Dishonor to God, dishonor to men, and dishonor to principles. When you dishonor the God of heaven, there are consequences. When you dishonor men, there are consequences. When you dishonor kingdom principles, there are consequences. You have to learn this. Dishonor to God, dishonor to men, dishonor to principles will always peg any destiny and keep you at a very limited level in life. Practice honor. Practice honor. The graciousness in your conversation is a show of honor. Giving is a show of honor. Courtesy is a show of honor. Prayer is a show of honor. You must learn to practice honor. I have learned this law and practiced it myself, and it has opened untold doors for me. Doors of strategic relationships. Now, for the sake of time, I may not go deep into the details, but when we talk about relationships, you need everybody. But there are a group of people you need when it has to do with relationships as it relates to your prophetic destiny. They are called destiny helpers. All men are important. At one point or the other, you will need them. But there are a group of people, four of them particularly. I'll run through them very quickly. Please do not pay attention to what I'm sharing with you. For many of you, this will be the answer to your days and weeks of fasting and prayer. Lord, why is my life like this? Why am I not moving forward? Why am I not actualizing destiny? You may have vision, but if you do not understand the power of relationships, especially the ministry of destiny helpers, you may be pegged at a particular level and remain there for the rest of your life. Every man who will actualize destiny would need these four groups of destiny helpers. Number one, the first group of destiny helpers that you need are called divine connectors. Divine connectors do not have the power to solve your problem, but they can connect you to the person and the anointing that has the power to solve your problems. A divine connector may not have the ability, the wherewithal, to provide solutions, but they know somebody who has that power. An example, you find that in 2 Kings chapter 5, the story of Naaman. The Bible talks about a captain of the Syrian army called Naaman. He was a great man who was valiant in war, the Bible says. But the Bible says he was a mighty man, but he was a leper. So there were aspects of his life that were exceptional when it had to do with battle. Can you imagine for a leper to be the captain of an army? He must be a competent leper. But he didn't have to remain with leprosy for the rest of his life. And the Bible says that among the many people they captured, there was a slave girl, a little maid who waited upon his wife. Then the Bible says one day the lady, The young girl said, "Oh, that my Lord would meet with prophet, a prophet in Samaria. He would recover him from his leprosy." And when you read on, finally they got to meet Elisha. And Elisha gave him an instruction. And he said, "Go and wash by the Jordan 7 times and you will be recovered of your leprosy." And for a while he would not even, he thought it to be an insult for someone of his status. But the lady, together with some of his people, encouraged him and said, "Look, if he had told you to go and wash in some other rivers, would you not go? Just go to the Jordan." And the Bible says he washed 7 times, and at the 7th time his skin became like that of a baby. A divine connector. Let me tell you this. The key to receiving from divine connectors is discernment. Because most times, divine connectors do not come and appear in a form that is appealing. A divine connector can be your house help, who connects you to someone else who would be more strategic in your life. A divine connector can be a preacher. A divine connector can be some nobody around your neighborhood. A divine connector could be your gatekeeper, the security. A divine connector could be somebody you meet in a mall or wherever it is that you go to shop. The key is to honor all men, because you do not know who God will use to connect you to who has what it takes. People have gotten jobs today because someone connected them to someone who had the power to help them. You must have the discernment to show honor and regard even to the nobodies, the downcasts in society. They have a role to play as far as your destiny is concerned. Hallelujah. Number two, very quickly, men and women of influence. The second category of destiny helpers you need if you are to actualize destiny. Men and women of influence. These are people who, by reason of their sacrifices, their credibility, and their results, they have earned the right to become gatekeepers of systems and structures, captains of industry, gatekeepers across several spheres. In business, in ministry, these are people whose credibility can provide a leverage for you to rise. Very powerful. You need men of influence. Their signature, their recommendation can open up a world and a door of untold blessings for you. You will always need men and women of influence. The key again is honor. Let me give you an advice. Every time you meet a man or a woman you perceive to be great, make sure that you are passionate about contributing to their lives, not just receiving something from them. Unfortunately, in Africa and even Nigeria here, it is how people mismanage greatness and never have a chance to enjoy the ministry of destiny helpers, especially men and women of influence. When you find them, the key is to become active contributors to whatever they are part of. And immediately you have access to the leverage that their credibility provides. Number three, very quickly, you need gifted men. Gifted men, skilled and gifted people. The assignment of this group of destiny helpers is to provide efficiency to your life. Now, pastors, you need this. Company owners, business owners, you need this. Because sometimes the leakages and the wastages in our churches, our Christian platforms, our organizations, our businesses come because we have very sincere people who are not competent. It takes more than sincerity to get the job done. You need people who are competent, you need people who are exceptional, and you must pray that God would send you people. And also invest in turning the people around your life to become gifted people. I can tell you this, one gifted person like Bezalel can make the building of the tabernacle, even in a wilderness, to become a possibility. We need gifted people in our lives. We need gifted people in our organization. I'm doing a broadcast right now, and there's a brilliant team behind the scene trying to work to make this broadcast efficient. Now, they love Jesus, they are born again, but they are also skilled and gifted people. Do not downplay the necessity of gifted people in your life. They can make the job easier. They can make ministry easier. You see that? Gifted people. Number four. The fourth category of destiny helpers you need in your life, they are called burden bearers. These are a unique set of destiny helpers, and listen to me, you will need them in your life. The assignment of these people is not just to move you forward, but to keep you from going back. Burden bearers are the ones who will see your scars and cry with you. Burden bearers are the ones who will pray with you at the down times of your life and your destiny. Burden bearers are the ones who will help you carry the cross on your way to Golgotha. Burden bearers are the ones who are there not just because of what you have, but because of who you are. They will pray with you. They will cry with you. They will not only stand with you, they will fall with you. Woe betides a man who does not have burden bearers in his life. No matter who you are, when the dark seasons in your destiny, on your way to greatness, when the dark seasons come, it is important for you to understand. I like the hymn that says, abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. Listen, when all the helpers fail and comfort flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. When other helpers fail, there are times when divine connectors can fail. There are times when men of influence can fail. There are times when gifted people can fail. At that point, you will need burden bearers. Even Jesus needed burden bearers. There was a time he was tired on his way to the cross, and he fell, bleeding all over, and he did not have the power. Do you know? I would always ask, where were those who ate his bread? Where were those who attended the crusades? Where were the ones he healed? Where was the woman with the issue of blood? Where was the man born blind? There are times that men will leave you. Can I tell you this? It is true that not everyone who claps for you are really clapping for you from the depth of your heart. There are times they will say, crucify him. The same people who enjoyed the ministry of Jesus now pointed fingers at him and said, crucify him. They even preferred to release a criminal called Barabbas to Jesus. Crucify him, they said. Crucify him, they said. Very, very powerful. He was pained, but they said, crucify him. Crucify him. Now, it's important for you to understand this. There are times where every other thing will fail in your life. He said, crucify him. But there was one called Simon of Cyrene who helped him to carry the cross. He carried that cross and was able to get to Golgotha to die for us. I'm praying for you that God will give you the discernment to know the people in your life who are burden bearers and to treat them with honor. Because no matter how great you are, there are days you will not be able to carry yourself. And you must have people in your life who can say, it's all right. The business is crashed, but we are still here standing with you. There were certain men who came to David at the cave of Adullam. When he ran away from Saul because he was afraid he was going to kill him. But this man came, and even though they saw David in hiding, they covenanted with themselves that we will stand by you, we will fight with you until you become a king and rule over us. I can tell you this, there are preachers watching, there are business people watching, there are family people watching. You probably threw away your destiny helpers as burden bearers, men and women who love you. They may not have all the giftings, they may not have all the glitz and the glamour that you want, but they have a heart that will stand with you. It's important to discern them and give them a place in your life. Hallelujah. Very, very important. Finally, and then we pray, The fourth or the sixth key now. The first being vision, the second being light, the third being the power of transformation, the fourth being the power of value, the fifth being the power of relationships. The fifth key that you need in order to actualize destiny is called the prophetic advantage. Please pay attention now. We're about to pray. The prophetic advantage. Can I tell you this? We live in a world today that does not appreciate the prophetic or the supernatural or the advantage of the realm of the spirit to the excelling of an individual. But I can tell you without missing words that you need the prophetic advantage in your life if you are to actualize destiny. Hosea chapter 12 and verse 13. God is showing us his ways right now. The Bible says, "And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved." Listen carefully. It was the Lord that brought them out, but he used the ministry of a prophet. "And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved." Very powerful. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when you read from verse 20, 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 20, the Bible says, "They rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established.'" He says, "Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." God ties the prosperity of the believer to hearkening to the voice of the prophetic. Now, let me tell you this. I admit that the prophetic, as we know in our world today, especially in many parts of Africa, sadly, there have been abuses here and there. There have been imbalances of the prophetic. I understand. But just because of the presence of these imbalances, God is still maturing and perfecting his church. Do not make the mistake of downplaying the prophetic just because it's been abused here and there. There's been compromises here and there. The prophetic still remains an advantage that God provided for the believer as far as actualizing and maximizing destiny is concerned. Now, let me tell you this. There are two main dimensions of the prophetic as far as operating the prophetic is concerned. There is the revelatory dimension of the prophetic. Write it down, please. There is the revelatory dimension of the prophetic. The assignment of the revelatory dimension of the prophetic is to bring direction, to plant faith in you, and to give you hope. So, if I begin to prophesy now by word of knowledge and operate on the prophetic, ministering to your specific needs, to the details, that inspires you to know that God knows my name, he is able to help me, he is able to reach down to me. There is a place for that. But I can tell you, the highest dimension of the prophetic is the creative dimension of the prophetic, where you use the power of the written word, inspired by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to create possibilities in the lives of people. Think for a moment about what I just said. The power of words, the written word, the power of inspired words by the Spirit to speak and command possibilities in the lives of people. This is very important. In 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 1, we see a very graphic expression of the creative power of the prophetic. There was famine in Samaria, and women were eating their children. And Elisha came by the Spirit. 2 Kings 7 and verse 1. Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." What audacious statement. It's like saying in Nigeria where I am, or in America, by tomorrow, seven things would have changed economically. The Bible says one person who the king leaned upon rebuked Elijah and said, even if God will open the heavens, might this thing happen? They despise prophesying that the Bible says we should not. It says, do not despise prophesying. He saw it, but he died at the gate of his breakthrough. My life today has been changed, among many other factors, by the power of the prophetic. I've had people, including our Father in the Lord, Daddy Gio, pray and speak over my life. I've had the honor and the privilege of receiving blessings from the fathers of faith. Very simple but profound prophetic blessings that have pushed and shifted me to realms of possibilities, some beyond my wildest imagination. I have prophesied and spoken over people, and I have seen God shift people and organizations, systems and structures by the privilege of God's grace. It may be foolish to ignore the power of the prophetic. I'm saying this because I'm about to speak over your life. There are some of you who have been stagnated, maybe pastors, churches, business people, individuals, in your spiritual life, in your finances. You've done all you know to do. Some of you have fasted, you have prayed, and yet you've not been able to push through those invisible walls. There are men and women that God has anointed by the privilege of His grace and given the mandate and the mantle to push you prophetically. But there are conditions, you see. We want to receive from the prophetic ministry. There are conditions. One is discernment, the other is honor. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41. It says, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet. So it matters how you receive a prophet. You can receive a prophet in the name of your brother. You will receive a brother's reward, not a prophet's reward. You can receive a prophet in the name of your husband or your wife. You will receive a couple's reward. You can receive a prophet in the name of a preacher. You will receive a preacher's reward. It matters how you discern and interpret who that prophet sent to you is. Elijah was sent to a particular woman. The Bible says there were many widows in Zarephath, but to none was Elijah sent. That means he passed other widows and could not do anything because they just greeted him. But there was a woman who perceived him as a man of God. The woman at the well, she thought Jesus was just some stranger or some person coming to propose to her. And as he began to speak with her, the Bible says she perceived that he was a prophet. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Different dimensions have their results. Hear me. To receive a man in the name of a prophet means to discern. To discern the grace and the anointing that God has put upon that vessel. And to believe that that anointing was put upon him for your sake, for your lifting, for your advancement. We are going to pray. This is the moment where your destiny changes. This is the moment where your life will shift from one level to the other. It's very important for you to understand that the prophetic is an advantage. When the prophetic is administered within the boundary of scripture, within the boundary of doctrine and balance, it can produce profound results. Lift your voice wherever you are and begin to cry to the Lord. Cry to the Lord from the depth of your heart. Now is the moment of destiny. Now is the moment of decision. Go ahead and pray. As loud and clear as you can from your home, wherever you are viewing from, go ahead and pray. My life is about to change. Go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for bringing your word to me, your word to my direction. It is about to change me. The Bible declares that the entrance of thy word giveth light and even understanding to the simple. Lift your voice and pray. Someone's destiny is about to be shifted from one level to the other. You are about to encounter an anointing by the prophetic that will push you, taking you out of every limitation to a place of destiny. Go ahead and pray. For 1 minute, take your mind away from all the limitations that have come from your background, your failures of the past. Just focus on Jesus and what He's doing in your life right now. Focus on Jesus and what He's doing. 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 Are you praying? Go ahead. Pray. Let it be a new season for me, O God. Let it be a new season for me. I'm tired of this level. Take me to a higher level. I'm tired of this spiritual level. Tired of this level of the anointing. Tired of this level of destiny. This level of finances. You deserve the glory and the honor. Father, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Go ahead and worship. I lift my hands in worship as I praise your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the land upon the throne, and unto you we lift our voice and praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon the throne. You are the Lamb upon the throne. He touched me. Jesus touched me. Are you worshiping? I know what you're feeling, my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. He touched me and made me whole. He touched me and made me whole. Lord, we believe in you. We believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus is alive. Thank you for my precious viewers. Thank you for the many people who have connected, following. Thank you for the truth that you have brought to us. Right now, oh God, I'm about to pray and speak over your people. There's no limit in the spirit. There is no distance. There is no barrier. I want you to open up your heart and receive. If you can stretch your hands towards your screen, go ahead. I know. And I believe that Jesus is able In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands towards you and I decree and declare, every embargo and every barrier that stands your way, that will not allow you move from Egypt to Canaan, that will not allow you move from the place of prophecy to the place of destiny, I command those obstacles cleared out of the way right now. In the name of Jesus, I command those obstacles cleared out right now. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over you by the power of the Holy Spirit that every legal access the devil has over your life and destiny, tying you down and pegging you, in the name of Jesus, I release you. For the Bible says, even the lawful captive shall be delivered. Therefore, I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be released right now. Be released right now. Be released right now. Be released right now. In the name of Jesus, I release your children. I release your job. I release everything that is connected to you. I command by the power of the Holy Ghost, advance. Advance spiritually. Advance ministerially. Advance financially. By the power of the Holy Ghost, that everything that is a planting of darkness, I clear it out of the way by the mystery of the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for those who are sick in body, let the healing power of Jesus rest upon you. I bring you healing, I bring you life, I bring you healing, I bring you life, even by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I declare that every discouragement over your life, for some of you watching, you are failed in every area and you are wondering, can I start again? I prophesy to you that there is hope for a tree, even if it be cut short at the scent of water. The word of God has come now as that water. Therefore arise, therefore arise, in the name of Jesus. I declare, arise from the depression and the frustration that circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new light in the name of Jesus Christ. And I prophesy to someone, remember you not the former things, nor consider the things of old. You are saying, Apostle, I believe you, but you don't know the things that have happened around my life. I have failed as a preacher. I have failed as a parent. I have failed as a young man. I've lived my life carelessly, riotously. Let me tell you this. If the prodigal son could return back home, you can return back home. And God can give you another chance. The prodigal son said, how many hired servants does my father have? And I am here feeding with the swine. He said, I will arise and I will go to my father. And I will say, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven. And I am not worthy to be called your son. Take me as one of your servants. The Bible says, while the father saw him afar off, he ran, embraced him, put a royal robe upon him, and the signet ring. I prophesy restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Restoration by the power of the Holy Ghost. Financial restoration. Restoration of your prayer life. Maybe your prayer life has gone down. Your passion for the things of God has gone down. You were introduced into a wrong association that have destroyed you, compromised of your values. Listen, let me tell you, God can give you a new beginning. I prophesy restoration right now. Ignore the naysayers. Ignore those who believe that you cannot rise again. With God, all things are possible. I decree and declare, rise to a new light. Rise to a new dimension by the power of the Holy Ghost. And hear me, I want to speak to you. You are watching and you are saying, Apostle, there are all kinds of altars of darkness and all kinds of demonic things fighting me. I came from a background, say, of witchcraft. I came from a background of all kinds of diabolic things, and these demonic things have impeded me. I understand. I want to pray for you. There are thrones, there are kingdoms. Listen, there are mountains and there are thrones, but only Yeshua will reign forever. Above them all, to his kingdom there'll be no end. There are kings, there are kingdoms, there are mountains and there are thrones, but only Yeshua His kingdom will be no end. Hear me. There might be kings, there might be presidents, there might be prime ministers, but I want you to know that there is one who is exalted above them all, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when He looks towards you with favor, there is no power and no system that can keep you grounded. Some of you may be praying and say, Apostle, I need my papers. I've been processing my papers for my citizenship, residency, permits, and all kinds of things. And I've been going from one attorney to the other. Listen, I want to pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, I call upon the God of heaven, who is also your God, to step in for you supernaturally and bring these challenges to an end in Jesus' name. One of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible is, and it came to pass. It never comes to stay. The Bible says, though I walk through the valley, you are walking through, you don't stay there. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. I pray for all the escorts of this entire redeemed platform that has called for this meeting. In the name of Jesus, as leaders, I declare, be empowered. Be empowered by the Spirit. I pray for your various parishes. I pray for the various activities that you're involved with. In the name of Jesus, go from glory to glory. Go from grace to grace. May the mighty and the marvelous hand of God rest upon you. By reason of this broadcast, I speak to you. You cease to remain at the same level. I push you by the power of the prophetic. Go forward in the name of Jesus. And I also prophesy upon you that this Egyptian you see today, you will see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus, the resurrected Christ. Thank you, Father. In the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus. Let me encourage you finally concerning your spiritual life. Listen to me. It takes high-level spirituality to excel in today's world. It takes more than just intellectual prowess. I have listed for you several, but let me tell you this. All these other principles are only valid to the degree to which your spiritual life. This is more than just being saved. Your prayer life, your word life, your participation in the house of God. I want to pray especially for people who are saying, Apostle, I'm listening to you and watching you, and I confess sincerely that my spiritual life has gone down. My prayer life has gone down. My word study life has gone down. My passion for the word of God, the house of God, and the things of the Spirit has gone down. I stretch my hands and I pray restoration. In the name of Jesus, may you find restoration by the eternal power of the Holy Spirit. I declare by the Spirit of the living God, you rise again. Fresh fire upon your prayer altar. I declare that your passion for the word will come alive. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord honor you. One more time, let me appreciate sincerely all of the executives who are part of this leadership platform and all the pastors of Redeemed across the regions concerned and the parishes concerned. I truly honor and appreciate you sincerely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity alongside the several other ministers to bring the word of the Lord in this conference. I know and I believe that God will provide for us greater platforms to be able to be a blessing even yet again. And until then, I pray that you continue to grow in the grace of God, going from glory to glory, and you maximize your destiny. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.